A Drop in Search of Its Ocean, Part 2, Reincarnation. A drop is like a soul. All souls originate in the ocean of infinite consciousness, God, and at some point find themselves magically, mysteriously, or miraculously evaporated from their ocean source. They are still one in essence with the God Ocean, yet seem now to be separate, on their own. When a drop of rain descends to earth, it enters the field of drama and adventure. Each drop undergoes a myriad of experiences, purposes, and transformations. One drop might fall as a snowflake and reside in a glacier for several million years. Another might land in a stream, which falls as a waterfall utilized by a hydro power station. Another lands in an irrigation canal, is watered onto crops which are consumed by a cow to fuel its rumination and digestion. Another joins a monsoonal deluge, causing flooding and destruction. Another is mixed into concrete and used to build a freeway. Another drop finds its way into your home, is made into a cup of peppermint tea, is sipped and sent to help fuel your brain, enabling your mind to perceive, read, and comprehend these words. For not only physical life, the entire realm of the mind and all its awareness and achievement is utterly dependent on this miraculous commodity, water. Like the raindrops, souls also descend to earth, whereon they too embark on a great series of experiences and adventures called life. In between adventures, from time to time, drops re-evaporate, seemingly disappearing and departing from the earth scene, returning to somewhere in the sky for a while. For souls, this experience is what we call death. Thence, the vapor droplets recondense as new drops to embark on whole new adventures. For souls, this reappearance into the earth scene is called reincarnation. To be continued.